Before we get started, hey, this is Miranda over at ZenyMe. We're hosting a free training on February 25th called How to Build a Profitable Practice Sustainably. If you've been feeling the slowdown in referrals lately, or you're feeling fear about starting a practice in this economy, this one's for you. Grab your spot at ZenyMe.com, banner right at the top of the page.
Hey, you guys, welcome to the podcast, or if you're watching on the website, to our vlog. Today's guest is Perry Rosenblum from Brighter Vision, talking all about website conversion. Welcome, Perry.
Thanks for having me, Kelly. I'm really glad to be here.
Tell everyone, in case they don't know, and if they don't know, they need to know, who you are and what you guys do.
Certainly. So, I'm the founder of Brighter Vision. Brighter Vision is an all-in-one website solution for therapists. Basically, we build websites that are as unique as your practice. And we will build you a fully custom website on one of our frameworks and provide you with unlimited technical support, plus do all of your SEO for only $59 a month. So you basically get a website that looks like you spent $3,000-$4,000, but in fact, you spend less than $2 a day.
Amazing. And that's dirt cheap. Yeah,
it is very reasonably priced.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
The service and the quality you get, in our opinion, is unmatched by anything else that's out there. So,
awesome. Well, I'm excited to talk to you because I think, you know, we all know we need a website. And I think one of the things that comes up in our boot camp and in our conference and things is, but how do I know it's working for me? And that's where we talk about the idea of conversion, that when someone comes to your site, that they turn into a client, you know, that they don't just click off, right? So let's talk about some of the ways that you have found are most impactful for therapists in their private practice to have their visitors turn into the clients for their practice.
Most certainly. So, you know, we've built over 500 websites for therapists in the last year alone. And through all of our testing, through all the designs we've done, we've found, you know, we can really dial into three specific things that, you know, that we do on all of our sites. And these three things you can take, you'll need to be a Brighter Vision client to do them. You can take them to your web developer. You can go ahead and implement these three strategies yourself. Mm-hmm. That, and these three strategies will really help you get more clients actually contact you. So, you know, if you have 100 people to your website coming every month, and let's say 10 people are contacting you every month, that's a 10% conversion rate.
Right.
If you implement these strategies, you should see that conversion rate go up to about 15 to 20%. So getting another 5 to 10 people actually contacting you every single month. So the first thing that we really encourage our clients to do and that we see work really well across the board is putting in some sort of email opt-in or a giveaway on your website.
Right.
So at the very bare bones, what you can do is have an email pop-up pop-up that says, subscribe to my newsletter and get these tips. And you can utilize, if you're on WordPress, there's lots of great tools you can use. We prefer Opt-in Monster, and that's what we use on all of our clients' websites. You can sync that with your newsletter subscription service, which we would recommend MailChimp, as it's free for up to about 500 subscribers. And just right then and there, you're going to get that set up. It'll take you maybe an hour and a half to set up, maybe even less. And you'll be able to have a pop-up come up. And people can subscribe to your newsletter that way. The better way to do it is to write an ebook or a giveaway. Yeah. And have that pop up and give a call to action to subscribe to your newsletter and get this ebook or giveaway or even an email course. What we use personally at Brighter Vision on our site is a 5-day email course, sort of going over everything that we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And personally, we use getdrip.com. Yeah. But either of those two tools and either way you do it will really help get more subscribers onto your newsletter.
Let's talk about it just a little bit because I was in a forum the other day and people were saying like, that feels so cheesy and markety. And here's my thought about it. And I'd love to hear yours. An opt-in, whatever, basically it's saying, hey, I want to build a relationship with you, and maybe you're not ready to set up an appointment yet, and you want to get to know me a little bit better. And I want to provide you help even if you're not in my office. So any opt-in needs to be a value that's of the heart and authentic. You don't do it just so you can capture an email. It's not about how big your list is. It's about how invested people are in building that relationship with you. For us, we do same thing. Email course, the mini boot camp. That's where people get some of our top articles and trainings just so they get a sense of who we are. I think that's the difference, you know, of like building a relationship. And simple tools that you've already suggested, GetDrip and MailChimp. So when you talk about a newsletter, what do you kind of see for that? For therapy?
So I completely agree with you, Kelly. And you know, you want to be adding value. Anytime someone is going to trust you mm-hmm. with their email address, you need to reciprocate that trust by adding value to that conversation. Give them really valuable content, really valuable tips, and prove to them your expertise. You know how good of a therapist you are. You need to prove to them how you can help them. And once you build that trust and that relationship through an email course or through a newsletter or through an ebook, that's going to increase their trust in you, and they're more likely to actually schedule an appointment with you. Mm-hmm. Along those lines, when you're doing emails through your newsletter, make sure you have call to actions in your signature. Allow people to easily schedule with you. You can use a tool like Simple Practice allows online scheduling mm-hmm. and integrate directly with that and give people call to actions in your newsletter to them. So that way, once they read your newsletter, they get that gain of that trust with you and that authority from you. They're more likely to be like, yeah, I really want to seek help. I know Kelly will be able to help me.
Right.
I'm going to go and schedule my first appointment with her.
Right. It's about staying in front of them and reminding them. Remember that night when you were miserable and you started looking at a therapist, and then the next morning you woke up and said, no, I'm fine. No, I'm still here. I'm still here if you need me. So let's talk about
along those lines. I just wanted to say one more thing. It's okay to be markety. It's okay to market yourself. You're growing a private practice. You're trying to... You're a great therapist, but in order for you to help the most people, you have to learn more about business and being and using effective strategies to get people to contact you and market yourself. You're going to be able to help more people that way.
Right.
So don't be afraid of trying things that might feel a little more markety than you're comfortable with.
I think personally, when people use that term, like salesy, it's that they haven't come to a place of knowing how to do it in a way that's authentic. Like I say like you can hide your light under a bushel, you know, that idea of like hide your light, or you can share it with people. And that's all marketing is saying like, hey, I'm here to help. What a shame if you hide from people and they're not getting the help that only you can offer. So right. I agree with you. Like it's part of business, and marketing is not a bad word. Sales are not a bad word. It's all about loving the other person enough to like be vulnerable and put yourself out there so that they can reach out to you.
Exactly. And you know, at Brighter Vision here, we like to say that we don't sell people. Our product sells itself. And as a therapist, your expertise and how you can help somebody will sell itself to them.
Yeah.
The problem is you just got to be able to start that conversation. And having an email opt-in is going to allow you to start that conversation.
All right. So first point for website conversion is to offer something of value in exchange for an email and to continue to foster that relationship. Some of the tools you mentioned were Simple Practice so that they can schedule the appointment, MailChimp so you can do your newsletters, or GetDrip, you know, is another one as well. And using Optin Monster if you have WordPress. Of course, there's a ton of other ones if you're not on WordPress, but having just some simple free tools that will help you do that can make a huge difference in your conversion. What is
Shelly, another? You said that so much more eloquently than I could.
I'm just summarizing our points here. All right,
yeah, that was a great summary.
So, what else do you have?
Another thing that we really encourage is to put call to actions throughout your website. So what that means is instead of just saying, contact me today, and I'll be to schedule an appointment.
Right.
Actually have, and just have that be a text thing and then your phone number, actually have a link for someone to contact you. So you say, contact me today, and make that a link. So when they click on that, that sends an email, or call me and have that phone number be clickable.
Yeah.
Or at the top of your website, have buttons that say request an appointment or schedule an appointment, and that really stand out and catch your eye. So that way when someone arrives on your site, they know exactly what they should do. If they're ready to contact you and want to schedule an appointment, they can see right, no matter what device they're on, they're going to see schedule an appointment. Their mouse is going to go up and they're going to click that button.
Let's talk about that, actually, that concept of above the fold. So for those of you guys that don't know, above the fold is like anything that you see when you immediately land upon a website. So it's the most important stuff. And so one of the things you're saying is your call to action needs to be above the fold. Like, correct. So that when people land, they're clear, like, here's an opportunity. I also think it needs to be below the fold too, so that if they scroll, they can find it there too. But above the fold, I think, is important. And a lot of people miss that point.
Yes. So a lot of Brighter Vision websites, for example, will have your logo, will have contact information, will have call to action buttons to schedule an appointment or to contact you. And then very often there's some image sliders that sort of, we like to use them to help evoke an emotion and evoke a feeling so that people really get a sense of who you are and what your style is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, studies have found time and time again that people scroll. People are used to scrolling. With mobile devices, they're scrolling all the time. So have your call to actions at the top. And then make sure you have them below the fold too. Because when people scroll down, they're going to read more about you.
Yeah.
And then they know what to do. Yeah. So it's important that you don't only have call to actions to contact you, though, because not everybody who arrives on your homepage wants to contact you.
Right.
Have call to actions to go to other locations on your website. So, you know, maybe you have your homepage, you have a little bit about yourself, and then maybe you have an area that says, click here to learn more about my specialties, or click here to learn about me. We like to use images overlaid with text. We find those work really well. Mm-hmm. So that way, and if someone's ready to contact you after reading your homepage, give them a way to contact you.
Yeah.
But they might want to learn more about you. They might want to learn your history, what your background is, what got you into therapy to start with, what kind of specific areas you excel in and helping people that you like to work in.
Yeah.
So give them areas to click and mm-hmm. go to those other pages.
Yeah.
Then on those other pages, you'll be pre-selling yourself. You'll be pre-selling your expertise through your copy, through your words on your page. And then at the bottom of those pages, give them the opportunity to contact you. Mm-hmm. The contact form or contact buttons, or give them the opportunity to go to other pages. Time and time again, studies have found that the two most clicked on areas of a website are links above the fold, so above without having to scroll, and then at the bottom of a page. So when someone gets to the bottom of your page, on every single page, make sure they know where to go next. Make sure they have something telling them to contact you, mm-hmm. to give them a direction. Or if you want them to learn more about you, send them to your About Me page. You always want to be testing those things and giving people multiple ways to navigate your website and right. to interact with your website. And then when they're ready to contact you, have that there front and center for them to contact yeah. you.
I also like to play around with language on my call to action. Like mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily have to be on every page. Contact me to schedule your free 15-minute consult. It can be something like, you know, click here. I'm ready. I'm ready to stop feeling depressed and crummy.
Exactly. The word contact me today is probably like the most overused call to action word. And it's not that fun.
Yeah.
Whereas if you try and convey an emotion, like you said, you know, I'm ready to get help or get help today mm-hmm. as a contact, instead of saying contact me, yeah. get help today.
And you can,
I want to get help today. I'm ready to start getting, seeking treatment, and I want to start talking to therapists.
I think the other point you make is the testing aspect. that like people are like, I did it, I'm done. No, you play. Like this stuff always changes. I remember 5 years ago, what a website needed is not what it needs today. And so you're going to play with it. And like you said, the goal here is for them to get to know you better and to build a relationship. So that might mean digging more deeply into the site. And it, when they're ready, that it's there and it's clear. But you may try different phrasing and different places that you put those call to actions and things like that. Like this takes time and testing. And do you guys help, like if somebody wants to change that on their site, you can move things around for them sometimes within the template that they have.
Most certainly. Yeah. If you know, we provide unlimited technical support. So anytime someone needs a change, they just email us at support@brightervision.com. Mm-hmm. We used to do sort of a round robin support thing where everybody was involved in support. But recently we moved one of our developers full time into support. So Sacha is in there full time handling all the support requests and doing a fantastic job. So when you need a change made, we'll test things out for you. Nice. One point on the language you use on your website.
Yeah.
Just as important as language are colors.
Yes. Oh, talk about that.
Let's chat about colors. We love colors here. So colors convey feelings. Colors convey emotions.
Yeah.
And the biggest piece of advice I can give with regards to colors is never use red on a call to action button.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because what does red mean? It means stop. You see a red light, you stop. That you always want to use any other color but red, because red is going to tell you, nope, I don't want to go that way. Mm-hmm. We haven't really found one color works more than another. It really depends on what your color scheme is.
Right.
Feeling you want to convey, what kind of photos are on your site. So we sort of match colors to how you want to convey an emotion and what kind of emotions you want to convey. But we certainly will never use or try to convince our clients not to have us use red.
Yeah.
Or call to action buttons.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I like to go to a website called Design Seeds. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I haven't. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. So you just look at images that appeal to you, and then it gives you suggested color palettes.
Cool.
So sometimes if you're looking for emotion, I find that that's been a great site for me to find some like palettes to work with. You know, if you come to Zinni Me, it's hot pink.
But I love that. You know, that's you guys. You know,
that's the thing, right? You want it to be an emotion, and ours is kind of like, let's have a party. So what does you as a therapist want to convey? So I love that point about color and the importance of it, and it being reflective of the person, you know, and what they want to evoke, you know, emotionally. Cool. All right.
It's not something that I can really do. Our developers and designers here are so much better than I am at developing websites. You see some of the first sites that we built at Brighter Vision, it was all built by me, like the first 10, 15 sites.
Uh-huh.
And we've redone almost all of them for our clients with our professional developers.
Great job. I'm with you on that. I've had that same experience. Okay. So we talked about call to action, not just being a call me to schedule your appointment, but also to dig in deeper, to get to know you, to build more, get more information, get more value from the site, so that when they do call, they're a little bit more committed. They know more about what they're getting into, and making it above the fold and below the fold, and being conscious of the colors that you're using, right?
Exactly.
All right. What else you got?
So the third point I really want to touch on today, third and final one, is accessibility. You know, no matter where someone's at, you need to make sure that they can find you and know how to contact you. So first, your website, it needs to format perfectly on any device somebody's on. If you do not have a mobile responsive website today, as soon as you're done with this, contact us or contact another developer and get your website to be mobile friendly.
Okay, let's talk about, for those that are like, mobile responsive.
Sure.
Well, I'll give you my version. My dumbed down version is that basically when someone looks on their laptop or their phone or their tablet, their iPad, the website changes its sizing so that they can still see the full site and get the information they need, and it's not all wonky and weird, but it makes it easy on the eyes, and it's appealing to whatever device they use.
Perfect. You want to reformat perfectly on any device.
Right.
Get rid of that pinching and that zooming and scrolling. Allow people to just see your content and digest it easily.
Cool.
So make sure your website's mobile friendly. Mm-hmm. Then, and this is so key with mobile design, if somebody's on a phone, their behavior and how they interact with your website is going to be very different than if somebody's on a computer. If somebody's on a phone, you need to give them a quick and easy way to contact you. Because let's say they come to your website from a Psychology Today profile. You want your contact information right front and center. Or if they land on your website from a Google search, people on mobile phones and mobile devices are more likely to contact you right away. Mm-hmm. So going back to those call to actions, make sure that your phone number and or your email address is front and center on every single page of your website when mm-hmm. it's a mobile device.
Okay.
So that way people, all they have to do is click to call you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so key, because if people have to hunt for your phone number on a mobile phone, they're not going to call you. They're going to click back and they're going to go to another search result. That's just how the user behavior has evolved. So they need to be able to call you real easily, real quickly, without hunting for your phone number.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So that's about what I have in terms of accessibility.
Okay.
Make sure your website's mobile friendly. Make sure that it's really easy for people to contact you through your website.
I think it goes for anything, like in terms of the way your website looks, that people are clear. This kind of connects to what you were saying earlier, like where to go next, that it's simple. Like some people, they put too much and I go and I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do. So,
yes.
So your navigation being simple, the website, the page being simple, so that it makes it easy for people to contact you or dig in more deeply and not overwhelm them with tons of links and like jumbled, like multiple columns everywhere. Like sometimes,
simple.
Yeah.
make it easy for people, convey an emotion, keep it simple, make it easy for people to contact you. I think those are like the three tenets that, we try and focus on here. I think you would agree with that,
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And I think that, so for anyone that's listening, go look at your website on your phone and see what you think. Go look at it on an iPad or something. And there are websites where you can plug in your website and all that and see, but just get on your phone and experience it. And if it's not mobile friendly, then we need to fix that, whether that's brighter vision or talking to your developer, but that
certainly
has to be done. And so,
Kelly, go right ahead.
No.
Oh, something for the show notes. studiopress.com/responsive
Okay.
Allows you to test your website. You put your website in, you'll be able to see it on any device without having to, go to your iPhone and go to an iPad or go test it on a Samsung and go view it on a big screen. studiopress.com/responsive
Awesome.
On any device, nice and easy.
Sweet. I just remember 5 years ago, like trying to do mobile responsive was not easy.
Oh,
no, it's so easy. So you guys don't be intimidated by if you're hearing about it. And also take a moment and just step back and look at your site. Is it really clear what you want people to do and how to find you and where to go? Like it needs to be simple. One time Miranda and I went to a website and it took us 10 minutes to find out how to contact the person.
Oh,
and we're like, are we missing something? And we were, we asked a friend and they're like, oh yeah, it's this tiny thing up here. We're like, I wouldn't have, our eyes are so trained to just, that's the other thing. Like our brains are adjusting to these kinds of layouts and stuff, So it's important to make it simple. So those are three amazing things that people can do easily on their own. I love it. And the idea here is that the more people visit your website, the more likely they're going to call you and build a relationship with you, hire you as their therapist. So I want to open up to you to share, because you and I, I've known you a long time, and since kind of the beginnings of Brighter Vision, and and watched you like blow up. A lot of boot campers use you. I know you're an amazing sponsor of MAC, but share with people some of the ways that you provide value and that you're supporting therapists in the community.
Certainly. So with Brighter Vision, you know, first off, like we said in the beginning, you get a website that looks like you spent a few thousand dollars, but you're only spending $59 a month. One thing we're really proud of is our support desk. When you submit a support ticket, and I don't know if you've ever experienced web developers, Kelly, or worked with tech people. But you know, typically if you had a web guy or a web gal, hey, I just moved offices, can you please update this for me? A week goes by, you don't hear from. Hey, what happened? Did you see my email? Another week goes by, and eventually it never gets done. Or maybe it does get done, but it's 2 months later.
Or they go out of business and you can't find them.
And then you don't even have any password to get into your website.
Exactly. I've had that. I've heard people tell me horror stories,
With Brighter Vision, our support desk is there for you. If you email us at support@brightervision.com and you email us before 3 p.m. Mountain Time, Monday through Friday, you will receive a response that same business day. And in the vast, vast majority of cases, your ticket will be resolved that same business day. We really pride ourselves on responsive, attentive, fantastic customer support and service at every step of the way. So, you know, if you sign up with Brighter Vision, you get a lead developer assigned to you who's going to work with you and get a real understanding of who you are, who your target clientele are, and really understand what kind of emotion you want to convey from your website. What are your goals? And then we build you a website on one of our themes. A professional developer, a professional designer builds you a website on a Brighter Vision theme. And, you know, we've crafted, Kelly, when we first met a little over a year ago, we had less than 100 clients at that time. We have over 500 now. We have crafted every single bit of our business to meet the needs of therapists. You know, we understand our clients so well, and we understand the needs of therapists so well. So not only do you get a great website, not only do you get your search engine optimization done for you, not only do you get unlimited technical support to make those changes for you, but when you're in the design phase of it, we make the process so pain-free. Our clients typically invest about 60 to 90 minutes of their time. So when you're getting your website, you get your first draft sent to you, we have a tool that allows you to click on any area of your website and write your developer a note. That developer sees where you clicked and what you wrote. So it really allows us to get inside of your head and get an understanding of what you want done. You don't need to be technical. You don't need no technical jargon. you know, we make the process as pain-free and straightforward as possible. So that way you can get what you want and you can get a professionally designed website, but not have to spend the thousands of dollars to do it, and take those thousands of dollars and invest it in your marketing in other ways instead.
Weren't you saying there's a gallery that?
Yeah. Oh, so what we're currently working on, we will probably have this done. We're shooting to have it done by ACA. Okay. But whenever you're taught, which is middle of March. Okay. Whenever you're talking about software, whenever you're shooting to have software done by, add an extra few months onto it. So we have some really cool things we're working on here at Brighter Vision to make your web, make your experience and make the product even better. And one of them is this inspiration gallery, which will allow you to go in. It will be to go into Brighter Vision and select from our three most popular frameworks and completely manipulate them and see how it will look for you.
Cool.
You can adjust the colors, you can adjust the images, you can choose your logo, you can completely customize it to be how you want it or just to see how you might like it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a really, really cool tool that we're really excited about. It's not at all going to replace how we do things. You know, you will still have a designer working exclusively with you, but some of our clients want more control. They want to test things out. They want to see how it could look.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to go to brightervision.com/inspiration. Maybe it'll be brightervision.com/gallery. We haven't decided yet. but either way, you go to either of those places for now. And you can put your email in a little opt-in box, and we'll notify you once that inspiration gallery is ready. And we're going to be using it at our conferences. So you can come up to us at any of the conferences we're going to be at. We're going to be at ACA. We're going to be at OMCA. We're going to be at APA. We're going to be at a few others as well. I think we're attending like 6 or 7 conferences this year. Awesome. My wife's going to kill me because we have 2 young kids and she's going to be with them alone for all that time.
We should form a support group for all of our spouses.
for all the traveling businesswomen and men. So you'll be able to go to brightervision.com and test out and just see what your website could look like.
Cool.
It's going to be really cool. Another thing that we're doing is in honor of the Most Awesome Conference, if you go to brightervision.com/MAC/MAC, you'll be able to introduce yourself to us and get 2 months free with Brighter Vision.
Sweet.
So that's a savings of $120, $118 actually.
Yeah.
So head on over to brightervision.com/MAC or MAC and just write us a little note. And if you know, you don't need to sign up, but if you decide to sign up and you come through that page, you'll get 2 months free with us.
Awesome.
And then finally, another really cool thing we have that we've been working on. I've been dreaming about this for about a year, maybe even more. And what we have really put the pedal to the metal on and that we're really excited about and really working hard on is a podcast.
Sweet.
So we understand that, you know, business school, when you get your master's, they don't really teach you any how to start a private practice. They don't teach you business. And we don't want to necessarily teach you business, but we want you to learn from your fellow therapists about what's worked for them. So we are launching a podcast called The Therapist Experience. You can go to thetherapistexperience.com or to brightervision.com/podcast to learn more. So basically, we're going to be interviewing successful therapists so that other therapists can learn from them and learn how they made their private practice so successful. Awesome. So it's only going to be a 20-30 minute podcast, weekly episodes with me interviewing other successful therapists and what's really made their practice successful and, you know, what their business and entrepreneur journey has been like. So you can get some inspiration and motivation from, you know, your peers from across the country. Maybe even across the world. We'll see.
Yeah.
But,
Very cool.
That's thetherapistexperience.com or brightervision.com/podcast to learn more.
Wow. You guys are doing a lot. And it's exciting.
We are.
Yeah.
We just moved offices to a 1500 square foot office, which is really cool considering our last two offices were
tiny.
350 to 400 square feet. That was tight with 4 of us in there.
Yeah, I bet. But,
we're a 7-person team now, about to bring on our 8th. And we're just really excited about all the fun work we're doing and the great ways that we're helping therapists grow their practice and supporting them online.
Well, thanks for taking the time today to share your wisdom with our community. And I'll have the links below and everything you need if you want to take advantage of the 2 months free. And whatever you get out of this, you know, take some action and make some changes, because business is this art of always tweaking and improving. And that's what I like about it, is it ever changing. And so we're excited to see what you guys take from this. And reach out to Perry. He's a great guy, and he has great staff and support. And comment below if you've got any questions, and we'll see you next time. Thanks, Perry.
No problem. And if you want to email me directly, anybody, feel free to email me. My personal email is perryr@brightervision.com. I respond to all my emails within, you know, 1 to 2 business days. So please reach out if you have any questions. I'd be more than happy to chat with you about your practice.
Awesome. All right. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Kelly. Bye.
If today's episode got you thinking about the state of your practice, here at ZinniMe, we have a free training on February 25th with real practical strategies to help you build something sustainable that works for you. Even if you can't make it live, register and we'll send you the recording. You can sign up at ZinniMe.com, little banner at the top.